Welcome back to our business-to-business segment. This is Alfie Townsend, Certified Financial Planner, and I'm in studio. As a financial planner, it's my job really to put the great team in place for our clients and for our listeners. And I'm in studio with estate planning attorney Steve Gibbs and also the president of AE Life Insurance Division, Jim Bowman. And Jim and Steve, we're going to talk about a little bit today about business liquidity needs. Jim, I'm going to have you start out because you were telling us something before we got on air about a situation that you ran into a long time ago, and I'd like you to explain that to our – well, tell that incident, please.
Sure. So we were working with a business owner, actually had three locations. It was a very successful car dealership, to be honest. And when he was looking at transferring his business to his three children – he was going about the planning process, but when he got to a certain point, which involved buying life insurance, to be honest, he stopped the process. He said, I'm not buying no stinking life insurance to go pay the stinking IRS. He actually used some more colorful language, but I figured, you know, we'd like to keep this on the air, Alfie. So he said, no, I'm not going to do that. Well, okay. Why didn't he want to do it? Well, he didn't believe he was ever going to pass away, I really think is the answer.
Invincible.
And he felt his money was better put to use in his business, which is normal. We all would rather put it in our business than put it into a life insurance product. But what happened is him and his wife passed away on a trip 9 months later in a car accident.
Mm-hmm.
And then... 9 months after that, the IRS came knocking because there was an estate tax bill.
And you got to pay that. That's important. You got to pay that within 9 months.
Correct. And, you know, he was a car dealership. They didn't want cars. They didn't want buildings. They only took cash. So the business had a real liquidity problem. And they didn't have, and this was millions and millions of dollars, they did not have cash to pay that off. So, unfortunately, they had to sell the business.
At a right. discount.
At a deep discount. And then the three kids who were supposed to get the business to take over ended up being employees for the buyer.
Right. And you know, that's what you want to avoid, guys, from an estate planning standpoint. You want to avoid...
Girls, too. Ladies.
You want to avoid having to sell the business, having to have the family members scramble to sell to a third party, because there isn't enough cash in the business. And you might think, well, we've got a valuable business. Some things can be sold. That becomes very difficult after somebody passes away. A lot of times banks tighten up. It just becomes a completely different situation. And so you got to have the liquidity. You got to figure out from a planning standpoint how you're going to create that, whether it be through insurance or otherwise. And it can be a small business too, right?
It definitely could be a small business. And one of the other keys, and I know we referenced it in another segment, but I think it's important here, is he really didn't understand what the value of his business was.
Yeah.
And without knowing that valuation, he didn't trust anything else by his other advisors that were being told to him. So, you know, this huge liquidity need, which he kind of didn't buy the story, so to speak, but it was very, very real. And unfortunately, by not planning, not having a business valuation done, he had no appreciation for what the next steps would be, God forbid, something happened to him.
And you're really talking between 40 and 50% tax rate, right? A lump sum payment due in 9 months. So it's
huge.
Pretty heavy hit.
It's huge. And that's same thing happened, you know, as a Miami Dolphin fan, the Robbies died, you know, the Joe Robbie died, and then the wife died back in, I guess, the 80s. And my brother-in-law, he was great friends with the family, you know, went to school with them. But they had to sell the Dolphins at such a discount because they could not afford the estate taxes. Because of, you know, so if you're in a situation for estate planning, and like Jim touched on, business evaluation, we can do that for you. We do it as a service for our listeners, which is 99.9% accurate. So you need to... give us a call if you're a business owner. You run your business, and I know you're running your family, your home too. So there's a lot of, you know, there's not a whole lot of time out there, but you need to make time for something like this. So if you'd like to know more about, you know, how to get rid of that liquidity need for a business or know the value of your business, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call at 239-561-1155, 239-561-1155, or go to savingtheinvestor.com.